usually don't observe populations crashing that fast. It suggests that some catastrophic environmental thing happened, and we don't know what that was.
That's Dr. Carl Havens, director of Florida Sea Grant. It's believed droughts most likely led to the deadly effects on adolescent oysters and, in turn, the whole population in Apalachicola Bay. But for the counties surrounding the bay who've lost a large chunk of their economy, Dr. Havens says once the drought ends, they've got some ideas on how to restore the bay.
Pretty large-scale restoration program of getting shells and reestablishing some of those historic oyster bars. But doing it in what we call an adaptive management framework. So you basically find out what works the best so that after a couple of years, continually improve it and get more from the money that you invest.
But the proposal doesn't come cheap. Dr. Haven says they conducted their research without any funds. Reselling the bay would cost multiple millions of dollars. He thinks maybe funds found in the Restore Act, settlement money from the BP oil spill, could help. For WFSU-FM, I'm Thomas Andrew Gustafson.